Yes, Mr. Hall. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Were you requesting service for roadside?
Yes, I'm Spanish.
Okay. Yes, sir. We did get your message. And what type of and you're in need of fuel delivery, is that right?
Yeah.
And what type of fuel do you use?
Unleaded.
I think that's 87, right?
Yeah, 87, yeah.
Alright, and we have to get your destination on where you're located. Give me a second here. All right. They have the city and state you're in?
Nashville, Tennessee. Or it could be Antioch. It depends on how it depends on my location, but I'm basically the same thing.
Okay. And can you provide me with your exact location on where you're located?
I don't know the physical address, but I can tell you the name of the building.
What's the name of the
building? Tennessee Department. State of Tennessee Department of Safety Support Services Division. It's kind of raining, and I could get out, but if you can find it from that, that'd be great.
Okay, let me see if I can locate it.
On my thing, it said,
is it called the Hickory Hollow Drive Service and Reinstatement Center? No, I see it.
Okay.
Hold on, it has
it's
three of them.
Yeah, like it's a lot of the same things in the same spot. So it could be like weird. It could show up any kind of way.
Is it Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security? Or
well,
the one with motor vehicles?
This literally says State of Tennessee Department of Safety Support Services Division. I'm literally parked like right up under the sign. I'm literally looking out of the window. Look at it. I don't know. These buildings are so, like, this is one of those streets where, you know, one of those little industrial spots where, like, everything is almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different curve something. But everything's like basically the same, right? It has a lot of state cars and vehicles and tags and stuff around. I can step out if I need to. But when I got my buddy brought me back to my car because it ran out last night, but it was way too late. I didn't feel like dealing with all this. It says I am in. When I got him to come here, it was 257 Ezel Pike. And when he followed the map from my house to here, this is what we showed up at, right by home.
Okay, let's see. Let me try a different one. It's putting you in Nashville. That's what it's stating.
Yeah, I don't like Nashville and Antioch. Are, like, I don't know one where one ends where the other one begins. But yeah, Nashville or Antioch is where it shows. I technically live in Antioch, but it's like one street or a couple streets this way is Nashville again. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Are you by Regions Bank?
Hold on, I gotta get out before I can see where I was. But the building in front of me. I'm not far from the airport and all that, but I mean, I don't understand, like, is there 257 leaving a park? That's all I know, like, that's what I was at home, my buddy picked me up, I got a lift from here last night, so I guess I should have waited, because it wasn't raining, it leaves here.
Yeah.
But I got a lift from here, so I looked at my lift, where I got my lift from, gave it to my buddy, we mapped it, and the map brought us, 257 Ezel Pike brought us right back to my car. So that's
yes,
just
sir.
Bring whoever.
Yeah. It's mapping you at a Hickory Hollow driver service. It's next to a Regions Bank.
I don't know. For me, because I'm on a side road, I would have to walk so far up and out to, okay, let me do this. Let me do Regions Bank on my map. I'm a problem solver. Regions Bank. I'm Regions Bank right now for my Google Maps. And the only Regions within my range is 5.9 miles away. So, no, I'm not by Regions Bank. I don't know. Will it not just work if you put in the same thing that I put in to get back here with my buddy? 257.
That's what I put in. 257 Ezel Pike, and that's what it gave me. Hickory Hollow. Driver service.
37217. Is that the area code?
Mm-mm. The zip code is showing is 37013.
No. What we just came to is 257 Ezel Pike, 37217. That's what I recently just used on my maps.
You said 37217?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is crazy. I mean, it's saying the physical name of the building itself should bring, like, it's not more than one of these buildings in Nashville or in Davidson County. It's State of Tennessee Department of Safety Support Services Division. It could not be possibly more than one of these buildings.
Mm-mm. Now it's mapping you at a United States Postal Service. I'm not showing any vehicles.
No. Now, I am by a postal service. Now, that's, we're getting somewhere now. The postal service is right next door. So now we're getting closer to what it's looking like, because I'm not far from a postal service. I remember my brother's bringing me that we passed by a bunch of postal trucks right up the street from there. And the airport should not be far either on your map. Not that far anyway. But I don't understand why the name of the building won't pull up anything. It's confusing to me. It's so big on the building, like I'm literally looking up out of my window at it. The name of the building. I don't know why that just wouldn't just pull up. I should just Google it myself and see would it work on my phone. It seems like it should just pop up like anything else does. I don't understand it.
I'm not sure.
I'll get out again if I need to, but I don't know how else to say where I am.
Okay, I found you, but yeah, it's not locating the actual building. I see the postal service, but and I see an actor right next to it.
Hold on. What did you say now?
I see it's next to it mapped the postal service, but it's not mapping the building that you're at.
Oh, let me get out and walk. I'm gonna walk out to the road. Let's see. And my battery is dying too. I'm gonna be screwed. Oh my god. My battery is dying. My freaking windshield, like my windshield wipers and everything just stopped working. Why is it so difficult? Oh my god. I'm just gonna walk all the way down the street, tell you everything I see and just get wet. Alright, it's a postal service. I'm looking at it right now. It's 1,000 postal cars parked behind it. I'm next to that. I'll be the dude in a car with a gas bill sitting on the trunk. That's all I got. Now I'm going to need to jump off too. Just throw that in there because my battery just died because I was in the car trying to stay warm and keep my system on so I can tell you where I was, but now that's dead. So tell them to bring the cavalry, I guess, because my car is completely out of commission now. I'm by a post office. That's good enough. I'm literally next door to a post office. I got the car that's not completely pulled into a parking space, but I couldn't push it any further. And it's got a gas jug on the truck. And I'll be inside of it. That's all I can say. I gotta get in there and get warm at some point. That's it. I'm by a post office. That's way closer than the region. And I'm getting hoarse and cold and pneumonia right now. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So now I've got you located. I have to locate a service provider. Once that service provider has been located, I will give you a call back with the fuel amount that you will have to pay.
Okay. Thank you.
And their information and their estimate time of arrival. Was there anything else I can assist with today?
That's it.
All right. And we can only bring out 2 gallons. That is fine with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. All right, Mr. Hall, I will give you a call back for that information. Was there anything else I can assist with?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for choosing U.S. Router. You have a good rest of your day.